8.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up anything as we launch into hour number three of the live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark,
you can join us online. FreeTalkLive.com is the place to go. All the features on the website, we give away. So enjoy those on us. That again, FreeTalkLive.com. Rolling right into the phone calls. Ladies first, let's talk to Diane in listening in Keene, New Hampshire. Hello, Diane. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Hey, Diane.
Hi. That was quick. I wasn't expecting to be on so quick.
Here you are. What's on your mind?
I was calling because I've been wanting to call in about the whole immigration thing for a long time.
Okay, sure.
You have a lot of people who call in and they're, you know, they come across as really racist. They say things like they're not assimilating, they're not, they're overrunning our towns and things like that. And I, in a way, I think they may be right. And I want to say why.
Okay. All right.
A lot of the, when I was a kid, people used to come over and work in Arizona on the farms and on the ranches around there.
Mm-hmm.
And it was kind of no big deal. I mean, it was illegal, and they had to kind of be careful and stuff.
Sure.
But everybody knew they were there. It was no big deal. They would work for a few weeks. They would get their money, and then they would go back home, take their money back home to their families.
Mm-hmm.
And then this whole war on drugs thing happened, and I call it a war on immigration. I don't know if you guys call it that or not, but I think it's a war on illegal immigrants, too.
Well, they're starting that now. I mean, the war on immigration is starting to ramp up, but the war on drugs is a war against everyone in this country that that deems it appropriate, that feels as though they can put whatever they want into their own bodies. It's not
right.
The war on drugs isn't necessarily a war on immigration, though. That's a factor.
Well, in a way, it kind of is, because what happens is they shut down the borders, and these people couldn't cross freely anymore. They used to be able. There were three ways they could cross. They could cross in the town, the border town, or they could cross over ranch land, people that leased land from the government or owned their own private ranch land, or they could cross over state land, which are, you know, national parks or something like that, which is very rugged, dangerous terrain, which they wouldn't do unless they had to. And if they came across somebody's land, it was normal for them to be given food or water. Maybe they do a little bit of work and move on their way. It was no big deal.
Hmm.
But when you shut down the entrances to the United States and really tighten up security, it drives the drug smugglers out into those routes that were formerly routes that were used by migrant workers across people's land and across these small towns.
Sure, because they've got to pack their loads across the border. However, they may try to bring them through the roads, but then they have to pay off the border guards. So if they want to avoid paying off the border guards, then that's the way they'd have to do it. Sure.
Right. So these people that cross this land are not the same type of person as this migrant worker. Migrant workers, they come across peacefully. They're friendly. They're just easy going. They're just trying to get to their job. The drug smugglers come across, they don't care about those people. They tear up their fences, they destroy their property, they may, you know, shoot their dogs to keep them quiet, they might interfere with their utility lines as a threat, like, you know, leave us alone or this
or
is
else.
What we can do to you,
yeah.
Right? And it creates this whole atmosphere of fear.
Mm.
So those people no longer help the migrant workers cross, right? So there's this sort of resentment in this community of people who used to feel welcome, now are, you know, relatively speaking.
So you're saying the war on drugs was a really critical factor in ruining relations between those who live near the border and those who wanted to cross, because they were sort of muddling the waters between, well, they look like they could be drug smugglers, so I'm just going to treat them like they possibly could be. And
yeah,
if it weren't for the
correct.
War on drugs, if it weren't for this government's insane war on drugs, which is, you know, insane because it just won't work and it's putting innocent people in jail and so on and so forth. But if it weren't for that, then this never would have occurred, and maybe we wouldn't even have the misunderstandings that we currently have today.
Right. And if you think about it, like I said, they used to come and work for a while and go back home. But now the border is so dangerous that they can't do that anymore. So what they're doing is they're bringing their families if they can, or these guys are living years separate from their families, and they're staying because it's too expensive and dangerous
to get back and forth.
Mm. Right. So ideally, I'm sure these people would love to stay in their hometowns and have a great job and, be able to feed their families and live a happy life and grow old and die in their hometowns in Mexico. But they can't do that. So the next best thing was to come in, work a few weeks, a couple months, go back home for a few months, and back and forth. But now they're permanently separated from their families, or they bring their families with them, and now they're in a country where, they might not necessarily even want to be Americans.
I wouldn't blame them. I mean, after feeling the hatred that they must feel from so many Americans, I can't imagine what that must be like for them.
Exactly. And, it's a kind of, what's the word you guys use all the time, xenophobic or whatever. I think of Eurocentric, but I guess it's Americentric, to assume that everybody that comes here wants to live in America and, pursue the dream, and many of them do, of course, but many of them don't. They want to be in their towns where they grew up and where their families and their friends are, but they can't anymore. They can't travel anymore.
I understand that concern, Diane, and you've made the case well. Now, most of these immigrants have children, and most of these children are sent to public schools, right?
Right.
Most of these public schools, I would imagine, are teaching these kids English. Isn't that correct?
Uh-huh.
I would think that that would be, learning English is the main form of assimilation, I think, that there really is. Is that about right?
Right?
I mean,
right.
Eating spicy food, probably not most Americans' big concern. Speaking
right.
English. So they're still going to speak English in the second and third generations, regardless. First generations of any immigrants have always had problems with English, and that's nothing new.
Well, I can tell you that my ex-husband's mother came here from Mexico, married an American. She spoke no English when she married. She had 13 children.
Wow. Heavens.
13 children. Her oldest children speak Spanish fluently. Her youngest children hardly speak it at all.
Yep.
And the reason is because she wanted to learn English, so she insisted that they speak English at home, so that she could learn it, because she knew she was going to need it.
Right. That's how it is. I mean, we've seen the studies show it. The people that call the show, they pointed out they do assimilate. If you just let them over time, you don't have to put a gun to their head. You don't have to threaten them with jail. They're going to do it on their own. And, Diane, thank you for bringing that up and telling the story. We really appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. She's pointing out that the government causes the problem in the first place. And then the government, of course, then deems to solve the problem, which, of course, never actually works, as we've seen with the war on drugs. The government can't solve the problems it creates. The war on drugs has put more drugs on the street, more dangerous drugs on the street, has made drug-related crime skyrocket. And then the government says it's going to solve the problem by cracking down even harder. We've seen that. It doesn't work. All it does is restrict all of our liberties. Now we're all subject to being stopped on the road. As you were talking about last hour, Mark, with these guys, this photographer in whatever state it was, I'm not sure, Tennessee or something like that.
It's on the Blue Ridge Mountains.
Yeah, this photographer who was harassed by the police for wanting to take their photo as they were searching someone's car on the side of the road. I mean, that's where it's going. That's where all this enforcement is leading us to. It's leading us to a very scary place, and that's a police state. And so the government created the problem in the first place by having this war on drugs, which pushed, which created a black market, which means that the criminals now have a new source to make money from. So they'll do whatever it takes to make that money, because there's some amazing black market profits out there waiting for them. And so those who are willing to flaunt the law and risk arrest are the probably more likely to be violent, dangerous individuals. And now those people started crossing the border. So people began to hate the people that were crossing the border as a result of them being violent drug dealers. They lumped them all in together. And that's harmed the rest of the immigrants that have come over. So the war on drugs being a primary factor in why so many people don't really like immigrants today. I think it's a sad, tragic story. And it's a problem created by the government. You want government to solve the immigration problem? Good luck.
One day soon, the U.S. dollar, otherwise known as the Federal Reserve Note, will be recognized in the global marketplace for its intrinsic value. Nothing. On that day, you will be bewildered, angry, and impoverished, or you will be calm, confident, and prosperous. The deciding factor between your two possible futures is what you do in this moment. Go to D2Z.org and learn how to survive and thrive during the U.S. dollar crisis. D2Z.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ted Anderson from Riotus. July 26, 2007, gold $669.50. Ounce gold coins can be purchased for $691.05, $340.95 for half, $170.48 for quarter. That's $691.05, $340.95, and $170.48. 70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro, erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S., loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome Corsi's Iran Leads Attack Against the U.S. Dollar document spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
Tired of looking at those same old kitchen cabinets? Now you can update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new again in about 4 to 6 days without the cost, time, or mess of total remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call right now and ask about our special financing terms. Sears offers over 100 door and drawer combinations to suit any budget and style. And best of all, with Sears, your satisfaction is guaranteed. So call now for a great new look for your kitchen. Call Sears at 1-800-300-8069. Offer ends 9/30/07. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. License number available on request. Not available in all areas. See associate or ask your consultant for written limited warranty details. Isn't it time to give your kitchen a whole new look? Call 1-800-300-8069. Ask about our special financing terms. Don't wait any longer to make your kitchen cabinets like new with Sears Custom Cabinet Refacing. Call today at 1-800-300-8069.
We would all love to live in a world with clean air and water, a world in which our produce is grown naturally, without the use of pesticides and other harmful chemicals. But the truth is, we don't live in such a world. These toxins enter our bodies, and the organ in our body that works hard to eliminate these toxins is the liver, which is one of the most complex and important organs in the human body. With more than 500 vital functions, give your liver the helping hand it needs with Live 52, the world's best-selling all-natural liver support formula in over 76 countries. And it's backed by over 300 clinical trials and studies. Live 52 is the most researched herbal formula that helps neutralize toxins from food, water, air, alcohol, and prescription medications. To order Live 52 and for the best source of researched herbal products, visit research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482. That's research-herbs.com or call 1-800-973-1482 and tell them Alex Jones sent you.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line for you. The live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on our site are for free. Get signed up for the updates, and we'll clue you in whenever there's something new to announce about the show. You can get on the list by going to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Now you can save time and money on common legal matters. Created by top attorneys, LegalZoom.com helps you create reliable legal documents, like setting up a will or a living trust, in minutes. LegalZoom.com. Use code FTL to save 10%. That's LegalZoom.com.
So we're talking immigration, and you've got a story, an email that we're going to get to here in a moment from a listener in France about immigration. Is it about U.S. immigration policies or France's immigration policies?
It includes U.S.'s immigration policies, but mainly about France's. I asked him pretty a specific question about Muslim immigrants ruining France.
Because we were talking about with Diane from New Hampshire a moment ago about how the government has created all the problems that we see with immigration in the first place. The government created the war on drugs, which made it so that criminals were moving drugs across the border instead of legitimate business people. The government also had created all these asinine immigration regulations that essentially lock poor people out of the immigration market because they have to pay thousands of dollars in fees and hire immigration attorneys and fill out reams of paperwork in order to even be considered as a potential immigrant here in this country. So inevitably, they're just going to try to slip past the border and sneak into the country. The government has created all of these circumstances. The government created welfare programs, redistributing Americans' wealth to people that arguably don't necessarily deserve it. The idea of confiscating people's wealth and handing it over to somebody else by force is, to me, very anti-American, but yet it's accepted as fact in this country these days, and that's another reason why you've got people who are undesirable coming here, because they want the handouts. You've got the people who are undesirable, and you have the good folks that are coming here to make a better life for themselves. Unfortunately, they're all lumped in together as illegal immigrants, and that's a big problem in this country. The problems were all created by the state, and now people are looking to the government to control immigration? It's not going to work. We'll get to the email in a moment. Let's go to the phone calls first. You can take control and bring up anything. It's Paul in Delaware. You're on Free Talk Live. Paul, hello.
How you guys doing today?
Great. What's on your mind?
MySpace.com/awaken.
All right, and enough plugs. What's on your mind, Paul?
You're talking about immigration, and all I can say is, man, are we going to have Hillary Clinton as our next president, or what do you think?
I hope not. I hope Ron Paul gets the nomination from the Republicans and then knocks them dead in the debates, as he's been doing, and we have a libertarian enlightenment and renaissance in this country. It's possible. I don't know if it's likely, but it's possible.
Well, talking about possible, I don't know if it's likely. Ron Paul doesn't seem like a good choice. So
why?
Hillary Clinton.
What do you have against Ron Paul?
No, I'm saying he seemed like probably a good choice as far as a candidate, but as far as him getting in there, it doesn't seem like it's really going to happen. I mean, I would like to see it happen, but realistically speaking, we know, not that it can't happen, but right now the people, the sheeple, they're just not at the level to make it happen because they just don't realize their potential. So
you don't think people can wake up when they hear a positive message reiterating the concepts of liberty in an easy-to-understand fashion, that won't wake up a lot of dormant Americans?
Well, you talked earlier about immigration and illegals looking, some of them looking for handouts. All I can say is I'm living in a world full of cult members, and they have saviors. And so everyone is waiting for someone else because they're going to do it. You know, I've seen someone in my area, they got killed by a policeman, and at the time, a well-known attorney was going to come. Yeah, the well-known attorney, he's going to come and do something. Once they heard that, everyone went to sleep, and of course, nothing was done, even though it's people from the military. I can't tell you how many people that's come back and made it back from Iraq, and they've come home to be killed by police officers. You're talking about photojournalists.
Yeah, you're there in Delaware. We had a story out of Wilmington where a man was a former military veteran who served in Iraq, came home and was executed by a SWAT team there in his in Delaware simply because he was involved with a biker gang that was under investigation, and they put three bullets in that man's chest at point blank range.
There's numerous stories, but here's the thing. You said whether the people, don't I think the people, yeah, I think they can. Once they get it through their thick skulls, their potential, they really have been convinced that they can't do anything. And once you put one foot in front of the other, we won't even have to worry about immigrants on my level because we've got our federal government stealing at least 52% of your earned income, not in the other ways they can extort it out of you.
Yeah, you're right.
So we've got a much more major problem. And so that's why I said myspace.com/awakening.
Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. I agree with his points beyond the incessant plugging.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with his points about, you know, the government's the real criminal. We shouldn't be. Americans have been distracted. They've been distracted. They've been told that the immigrants are criminals, that they're breaking laws. But it's the government, the federal government, that's really the issue. They're the ones that are, they're the organization of criminals. They're the ones that are passing these awful laws. They're the ones that are enforcing them on regular innocent people that haven't ever harmed anybody else. Coming across the border and getting a job and working for a living doesn't harm anybody else. It doesn't. Hurting somebody, destroying their property, that's bringing harm to somebody. And those people should be prosecuted. Those people should be gone after. But that's not who are being attacked. The feds are going after regular folk. They're raiding businesses.
I would agree with you that we, in fact, need to get rid of the social welfare programs, get rid of the public schools where we are forced, government schools where we're forced to pay for immigrants to get educated and that kind of thing. But I think that people should be able to move across borders freely.
Let's continue with the calls and talk to Tom in West Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live, Tom. Hello.
Hi there.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just gotta say something short. Have any of your listeners ever seen a policeman going to speed limit? Either in town or on the highway.
Oh, every once in a while.
They don't
sometimes
do
they go below the speed limit a little bit, so everyone backs up behind them.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite is when they don't have their lights on and they roll through a stop sign. Because you know that they'd give you a ticket for that.
Sure.
Now, speeding, they can say, well, I was going someplace important. I didn't see any reason to put my lights on, blah, blah, blah.
No, but it's always, always.
It's true.
How about the one where they stop at a stoplight, flip on their light, go through the stoplight, and then turn them off?
Everybody's seen that.
Yeah.
But they always break the law. They're in your face.
They're better than you, Tom. See,
they sure are.
They're better than everyone else.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
That's all I have to say. Bye.
Appreciate it. Let's go to Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Bill.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I agree with that last caller totally. And to make it worse... I'm going to say, we got a problem here in Indianapolis, the local government. We got a lot of city councilmen that are police officers, and they just voted themselves a nice pay raise by raising our county income tax 65%.
Sweet.
There's a county income tax?
Yeah, county income tax goes from 1% to 1.65%.
Jeez.
And then they had only one honorable man that was a firefighter that abstained from voting because he wouldn't want a conflict of interest, and that was a wonderful man.
He couldn't vote no?
He could have voted yes or no, but no, he just stayed out of it.
Well, his union cronies would have slit his throat if he would have voted no.
Mm, good point. If you got more points, hang on. I know you were short on time. We'll get back with you, Bill. Hang on. 800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you. The government, people in search of power, those are the ones that we should be concerned with, not regular folks just trying to make a better life for themselves. This is Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you know the difference between the millions of millionaires in this country and you? Simple. They decided they wanted to be millionaires, so they went out and did it. So, do you want to be a millionaire? If the answer is yes, then get ready to write down a number that could change your life forever. Because now you can get a free CD that shows you everything you need to start making the kind of money you deserve with an internet business that virtually runs itself. So you're making cash even while you're sleeping by selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. There are millions of millionaires out there. Don't you want to be one of them? Get the free CD from Internet Speedway and start making money with an Internet business that virtually runs itself. For your free CD, call 1-800-440-1491. Deciding to be wealthy is the first step to becoming wealthy. Call now, 1-800-440-1491. The free CD is yours by calling 1-800-440-1491.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625 for BioSolutions.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The show is Freak Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, 800-259-9231. Live Saturday show. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there, a broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, two sizes to fit virtually every internet connection. You'll get them for free at freetalklive.com. Opportunistic lawyers, judges, future ex-spouses, disgruntled ex-employees, and, of course, meddling bureaucrats. All these people want your money, home, and your car. If they can get their hands on it, what have you done to protect yourself? At KeepYourAssets.net, they're experts in sheltering your wealth. Go to KeepYourAssets.net and take their asset protection crash course today. They'll show you how to keep your assets. That's KeepYourAssets.net. As we go back to Bill in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Bill, did you have any other thoughts for us?
I'll just say quickly, I don't think it does really any good because does any good protesting or trying to get involved or speak out against this government because they got the police to back them up. They got the guns. And they had dozens of people in this city county council meeting, and they were all escorted out. They were not allowed, their voices were not allowed to be heard.
This was in the meeting about possibly raising taxes in Marion County, Indianapolis, or Indiana, to from 1% to 1.65% in income tax?
Exactly.
So they kicked people out because they didn't want them to be heard, or were they causing a ruckus or anything, or what?
Well, that's kind of debatable. They were speaking kind of like out of turn, if you want to go with the rules of order, that type of thing. But I don't even think they even gave them a chance to speak in an orderly fashion. As they were being escorted out, then they started to holler and, you know, protest or get a couple of comments in before they hit the door. But the police, they had the upper crust, the officers, the police chief, and all the brass. They were sitting there in the audience, and I just think it was a stacked deck. Personally.
Sure, it usually is.
But there's nothing you can do to beat it. You can't change the system. You're just going to have to bend over and enjoy it.
I don't know. I understand, Bill. I understand you know the defeatist mentality. I understand it can seem really overwhelming when you're looking at what's going on. And basically what you've got going on in pretty much every municipality across the country is the bureaucrats, they vote for more control. You see it in every election, for instance, when there's a municipal election, turnout's usually very, very poor compared to, say, a national presidential election, right? Usually in a presidential election, you'll get 50% of registered voters turn out and vote, versus a municipal election, you're lucky to get 10%, usually more like 5 to 7% people are going to show up and vote in those. Who do you think's showing up to vote in the municipal election? Well, the bureaucrats, of course.
Right. They know who's in. They want their guy in charge to grow the government.
Right. They want more power. They want more people in the bureaucracy. They want more money. They want bigger budgets for next year. So they have the biggest incentive, more so than any individual voter, to actually show up and vote in favor of big government. They have the incentives. They have the unions and everything. They have the incentives to show up at these hearings for tax increases and rally behind them. They have the incentives. Here in Keene, there was a story earlier this week about some people that were complaining because somebody wanted to build a hotel. There's this really crappy motel that's just really beat up and run down, and somebody wanted to raise that building and put a brand new, beautiful hotel in its place. But 70 people signed a petition, 70 busybodies, probably 90% of them who work for the government, signed a petition saying, we don't want this hotel in our town. And so now it's on hold, and now this guy might not be able to bring this business here. This kind of stuff happens across the country. The bureaucrats have a stranglehold on the system, and most people are like you, Bill. Most people just throw in the towel and they say, well, you can't defeat City Hall, so why bother trying? I don't know if I agree with you. I don't know if it's completely hopeless at this point. I would like to see, and we'll find out here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project soon enough, whether or not it's actually possible to have some victories. Because we've had some semi-victories here so far, and some real victories in that we've defended against potential increases in government. We haven't actually successfully done much to downsize the government yet. There's been a bill here or there that has gone through that maybe has lessened some restrictions on homeschoolers or lessened restrictions on people, I guess, barbers. You know, you don't have to get 1,000 hours of training. Now it's only 800. And those aren't really big steps or anything like that, but it's something at least. And more activists are coming here, and they are getting active, and I think you're going to see a snowballing effect. I think we can push the government back. And I think we can cut it down to size, but it takes effort. And most people don't want to expend that effort. Most people just want to live their lives. They want to get the bills paid. They want to enjoy a movie or a television show or something like that, spend some time with their family. They don't want to have to think about government. They don't want to have to deal with all of this hassle. But unfortunately, if they don't get involved, then it is guaranteed to get worse. Bill, your final thoughts?
That's probably my fault. You know, I don't do that. I'm like what you just said. I like to just do my own thing.
Sure.
Get through
the day.
I got a lot of chores to do.
Yep.
But even when these, and I think they're heroes, the people that do take the time and go out and hold their signs and they go down and they do go to the meetings, and there's a lot of people that do this, and they're escorted out and they're not heard. It's just like they're wasting their time, and it's just a shame.
Thank you for the call, Bill.
Thank
really appreciate hearing from you, and thank you for sharing that, because they count on that attitude. In fact, the government, not only do they count on you having the defeatist attitude, but they also help promulgate it by every step increasing taxes and regulations. It makes it seem like it's an even more hopeless situation. And the heavier taxed you are, the more you have to work in order to keep up your standard of living.
Yep.
So if you're used to a certain type of standard of living, for instance, you know, in the 1950s, you could have a family situation where one of the parents worked and the other could stay home at all times. That's very rare in this particular day and age, because the tax burden has increased so dramatically from back then that both parents have to work now in order to have to attain essentially the same level of living that they might have had 50 years ago with one parent working. And as taxes become more and more confiscatory and higher and higher levels, it makes it more and more difficult to make ends meet. And if it's difficult to make ends meet and you have to pick up a second or third job in order to get the bills paid to keep your standard of living up, when the hell are you going to have time to go to the city council meetings? You won't, and a government counts on that. So the more burdened you are, the more difficult it becomes for you to actually stand up and voice your opinions, and the more difficult it becomes to fight against the increases of government. Therefore, the government is able to increase and increase and increase and put more burdens on you. I mean, there is an end game to all this. The tyranny can't go on forever. It didn't last in the Soviet Union, and it won't last here. But in the meantime, all of our wealth is going to be eroded and confiscated by these parasites in government.
And shot and blown up in foreign wars.
That's true as well. Let's go to Joe in Indianapolis, listening on WXNT. Hey, Joe.
Hi, gentlemen. You there?
Yes, sir. What's on your mind?
I just want to dovetail. Actually, I want two comments. I want to dovetail in with the last caller. Not only did we have a 65% increase in our local county option income tax, our local county income tax, and it got blown through the council. And there were some police officers who voted against it, but most of the fire people voted for it. And most of the fire people are involved in the upper ranks of the Democratic Party here in Indianapolis. We also had reassessments have been done across the board throughout the state, and here in Indianapolis, some homeowners' properties, their property taxes increased anywhere from 50 to 500% on this last assessment.
Whoa, 500%?
Yeah. And, I mean, some people who've been in their homes in some areas are having to sell their homes because they're not having to pay $20,000, $30,000, you know, for a year of property taxes, even though their homes are paid off.
Wow.
And that forced the governor, actually, to Mitch Daniels, to order that a complete rollback to last year's property tax assessment, and he's ordered reassessments in numerous counties in Indiana because it turns out that they didn't bother to assess a major portion of the commercial properties throughout the state, and they're having a big
thing. They only targeted residential properties?
Primarily, yeah, because of the assessment situation the way it was. We had a major upheaval in the last election, brought in a lot of new people who had absolutely no clue what they were doing. It was an anti-incumbency backlash, and we have a lot of people now who are clueless. I mean, our last primary election in May, there were at least a half a dozen polling places that never even opened here in Marion County because they didn't bother to staff them. And that'll give you an idea how things have been going here in Indianapolis.
Wow.
The upside to it is we have several groups and one DJ here in town on XNT, which is the affiliate that broadcasts you guys, that is just really standing up and raising all kinds of holy particular about it. The Libertarian Party is getting a lot of press on what's going on, and they're really standing up saying, look, you know, this is wrong.
You guys have a really strong Libertarian Party there in Indiana. It's one of the better ones in the country, and if you can get behind them and help them out, I'm sure they would really appreciate it. Joe, thank you for the call. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. The tyranny just keeps getting worse. The oppression, the taxation just keeps getting worse. If you don't stand up against it, then you might as well just be complicit for it. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Are you lacking energy on a daily basis? Do you feel tired all the time? Then it's time for you to try ACT, the healthy energy drink. ACT helps your body with a natural blend of fruit extracts, herbs, and vitamins to deliver healthy cellular energy. ACT contains no caffeine, 4 grams of sugar, and only 22 calories per serving. ACT works within minutes, lasts for hours. ACT is the healthy, feel-good energy drink. Enjoy big savings by ordering ACT wholesale from your own free website. Share your website with friends. Go to GCNLive.com and click on the sponsor link, then click on the ACT banner. Join the ACT Buy Direct consumer movement for free and wholesale order your ACT energy drinks as often as you like. Go to GCNLive.com, click on the sponsors link, then click on the ACT banner and become a free dealer wholesale member. That's GCNLive.com, sponsors link, ACT banner, and experience ACT, the healthy, feel-good energy drink today.
Looking for a new cooling system? Enjoy comfort this summer season with the new Carrier or Kenmore system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 9/30/07, subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending on your home and climate. Call now for your new cooling system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Non-X Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Non-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Non-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, even in these remaining moments. Just enough time for your call at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site, we give them away, so enjoy those on us. If you like the show, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go shopping at our store. Go to store.freetalklive.com. We got great Free Talk Live branded merchandise that is very high-quality stuff. Everybody's been very, very happy with all of the clothing products that we have at our store, and I think you will too. So head over to store.freetalklive.com and get your shopping done. That's store.freetalklive.com. So, Mark, earlier in the show, we were talking about, we talked to a guy named Ken calling from Washington State who he was in the National Guard, and he was telling us that if he found out that somebody was breaking an American law, he would report them. He would turn them in. He didn't like the word snitch that I applied to him on that particular issue, but the fact is, that's what he is. And now it looks like the FBI is proposing to have an entire network of snitches throughout the United States.
Well, I think that snitch can probably be aptly applied when it's a bad law. But when it's a good law, like you turn in a murderer.
Like murder, yeah.
I think that's reporting it.
We weren't talking about murder. We were talking about, you know, someone smoking a joint or having a gun in a state where they weren't supposed to have a gun, despite the fact that there's the pesky Second Amendment that says you have a right to bear arms. He didn't care about the Second Amendment. All he cared about was what the law said.
But that is the law.
Right. But
the Second Amendment is the highest law in the land.
The other laws. The lower laws. He believes that they can override.
The ones that have been shoved down our throats by the politicians. Yeah.
Well, now the FBI, according to ABC News, is taking cues from the CIA to recruit thousands of covert informants in the United States as part of a sprawling effort to boost its intelligence capabilities. According to a recent unclassified report to Congress, the FBI expects its informants to provide secrets about possible terrorists and foreign spies, although some may also be expected to aid with criminal investigations in the tradition of law enforcement confidential informants. The FBI didn't respond to requests for comment on this story. They said the push was driven by a 2004 directive from President Bush ordering the Bureau to improve its counterterrorism efforts by boosting its human intelligence capabilities. The aggressive push for more secret informants appears to be part of a new effort to grow its intelligence and counterterrorism efforts. Other recent proposals include expanding its collection and analysis of data on U.S. persons, retaining years' worth of Americans' phone records, and increasing so-called black bag secret entry operations. You know what that means?
Sneak and peek?
Yeah. It was legal, became legal after the Patriot Act was passed, where...
Which means that they can go into your house, look around, take whatever they want, and leave, and they don't have to tell you they were there.
Exactly right. And yeah, it's called a sneak and peek, and now they're going to be increasing the amounts of sneak and peeks that they do. So if it looks as though someone's come into your home and rustled through a few things, maybe turned on your computer and poked around.
Oh, well, if they turned on your computer, they saved everything that they saw.
Yeah.
I believe that.
Then you
shadowed
might,
your hard drive or whatever.
You might think it was just a common criminal that came in and was rummaging through your home, when in fact it could be the really upper echelon criminals known as the federal government. To handle the increase in so-called human sources, the FBI also plans to overhaul its database system so it can manage records and verify the accuracy of information from more than 15,000 informants, according to the document. While many of the recruited informants will apparently be U.S. residents, some informants may be overseas, recruited by foreign offices. The total cost of the effort tops $22 million, according to the document. The bureau's arranged to use elements of CIA training to teach FBI agents about source targeting and development. They will train FBI agents on comprehensive tradecraft needed to identify, recruit, and manage these confidential human sources. What that means? Well, what will they do? Just start approaching people and ask them to join the snitch squad? Will there be certain people in, you know, certain positions in the world, like your cable installer, somebody who's fixing your pipes, you know, somebody who has access to the insides of homes? This sounds awfully familiar to a program that was being proposed a few years ago called the TIPS program. Remember this, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
I forget. I think it was called Total Information Awareness or something like that.
I do love their acronyms.
And basically, the concept was that they were going to go and recruit cable and television installers and people that, again, have access inside people's homes to have them snitch on people if they saw something suspicious. Not reporting real crimes, but if they see something that's suspicious, you know, if they're investigating the home of, you know, Alberto Rodriguez, and he's got a Spanish last name, and he's got two people living in the back room of his house, then, you know, he could be an illegal immigrant, or he could be harboring illegal immigrants, and so they would snitch him out. Or, you know, if they came across a bag of marijuana or something like that, maybe they found a bong in the basement, then they could snitch him out to the government because they're criminals. And it was just a really scary kind of a concept. And when it saw the light of day, when people in the news started reporting on it, then they sort of backed off on it.
Mm-hmm.
They backed off, and the idea was swept under the rug, but it sounds like they're bringing it back. They're just not calling it the same thing that they called it before. It's just the FBI going to recruit 15,000 regular Americans to snitch on everybody else. The Bureau, apparently mulled whether to adopt entire training courses from the CIA or the Defense Intelligence Agency, which, like the CIA, recruits spies overseas, but they ultimately determine blah, 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 blah. Anyway, so there you go. More snitch society. We've seen this all over the place. It's at the lowest levels and now at the highest levels. And what I mean is from federal government all the way to local government. We've had everything from the government of, I think it was a town in Kentucky or a city in Kentucky that was recruiting second graders to snitch out on people that were not watering their lawn enough.
Right, the zoning the zoning snitches or whatever.
Yeah, and then you've
got our children to tell on us. And you know that my mom, when we would talk about the Soviet Union when I was little, and of course it was bad, right? The Soviet Union was bad when I was little, and this was the Cold War kind of situation going on. One of the reasons that she claimed that the Soviet Union was bad was because they would, at school, they would tell the kids to tell on their parents.
Mm.
And that was considered bad. Well, now our public schools are having our children tell on us.
That's correct. Not only that, but also we learned this week that out in Santa Cruz, California, and I'm sure this goes on elsewhere, but they've passed a new lawn watering ordinance that says that, you know, if you you can't water the lawn at all during the daytime, and there's a special phone number set up for you to call in and snitch on your neighbors.
Mm-hmm.
So you're encouraging regular adults to snitch on everybody else. You're encouraging neighbors to rat on their neighbors, and that's not going to do good things for neighborly relations at all. It's just all over the place. And I think this is really disturbing, don't you? 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything, even in these remaining moments. It's Michelle calling from Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live. Michelle, what's on your mind?
Hi, no, I'm here.
Hi, what's on your mind? We're here.
Hey, you know what? I just to lighten up the situation right now. You know what the issue is they went the wrong service. I'm an Air Force officer, and you know what? It's the Army. It's not like that in the Air Force, and it is the Army.
What's not like what in the... I don't really even know what you're referring to.
Okay, what I'm saying is in the Air Force, you always check someone's sex. In other words, you always are watching somebody else's back, their sex. You don't narc on people. That makes for bad camaraderie. You don't nick noise because we're just a little bit more chilled.
Well, I don't know if we're necessarily talking about intra-bureaucracy snitching. We're talking about people snitching out their neighbors and their friends and their family members and that sort of thing.
I called earlier a long time ago, like around, I don't know, earlier this evening when the Army guy called.
Mm-hmm.
He was that Army guy.
Yeah, the National Guard guy. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'm out of line and I don't want to pick up the phone lines if I'm out of turn. And
oh, no, there's no out of turn here. It's Free Talk Live.
I mean, if I'm out of turn and this doesn't make sense, then I don't want to talk.
You're saying that in the Air Force, it's not as, just things are a little bit different there as far as the internals are concerned.
I guess, yes, and this is just kind of lightening up things because it's kind of like, all in a service always likes to laugh at the other service, and so I'm trying to lighten up the situation. I'm sure an Army guy is going to call in to say, oh, those Air Force people are wimps.
Well, no, they won't because the show's almost over. Thanks for the call, Michelle. Let's talk to Ted in Austin, listening on, Radio Free Austin. Hello, Ted.
Hello, this is Ted.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about the police earlier, and I thought I might interject a comment about my own experience with the police.
Please be brief. We're right at the end of the show, so you got about 30 seconds, Ted. Go for it.
Very fine. I've had about a dozen or so encounters with the police due to burglaries, traffic pullovers, minor things,
mm-hmm.
routine things. They were infallibly the most professional bunch of people you ever want to meet. And I know you don't get much input on that side of the thing, but I thought I would stick my oar in the water and see what kind of response I would get.
I can actually, I totally appreciate it, Ted. When I've had problems, the police have absolutely been very professional. They've done very little to solve the problems as far as burglaries and finding stolen vehicles, but they have been nice as they could be about it.
You're also one of the more respectables, Mark. You don't, you don't drive a beat-up car.
I live in a nice section of town. I'm white.
You live a good life. You're a white
guy. I got a
wife. So that might be a factor, too. But, Ted, I appreciate the story, and there definitely are good guys out there on the police squads. It's just the bad ones ruin it for the rest. We'll see you Monday night online in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com. Have a great weekend.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes, but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.